Another 5-minute mystery. See if you can solve the case before the end of the program.
Plus, one more block and you will behold the Brooks household.
2 whole years, Jim. It just doesn't seem possible it's been so long. You and Dorothy married and with a place of your own?
That's true, all right. Now, here we are.
Oh, what a charming place this is.
Dorothy's probably on needles and pins waiting for me to get you here. Darling, it's Jim. Here's Alice.
Jim! Look!
What, where?
There, on the living room floor. It's Dorothy. Dead!
Mr. Brooks, I'm afraid you and Miss Manning will have to submit to some routine questions.
I'll be happy to help in any way I can, Inspector.
Thank you, Miss Manning. Now, Mr. Brooks, while we're waiting for some information I phoned for, I want you to tell me exactly what happened this morning.
There's nothing much to tell. Both my wife and I were quite excited, expecting Alice, that is. Miss Manning here to visit us from Chicago. I was to wait until she called me at the office.
And you were there all morning?
Yes, until Miss Manning's train arrived, we came out here.
I had written Mrs. Brooks to tell her that I would call Jim at the office as soon as I arrived. The train was an hour late. Maybe if it had been here earlier, it may have prevented this.
Well, that remains to be seen. Apparently Mrs. Brooks was sitting here in this chair, putting red polish on her fingernails when she was shot from behind. The polish was spilled all over the carpet, and she was still holding the tiny brush in her hand. She must have recognized her attacker, and since she did not die instantly, she printed these 3 initials here on the floor with the polish. D-O-C.
What does D-O-C mean? Find out after our commercial. Do you want a delicious meal to jumpstart your day? Well, join us at the Sunny Bites Cafe. We have fluffy pancakes, crispy bacon, and a variety of berry, banana, and chocolate muffins. At Sunny Bites, we don't just serve breakfast, we serve a sunny start to your day. If you're looking for something healthy, we have avocado toast, and don't miss out on our fresh fruit smoothies to provide a fresh start to your day. Looking for a midday meal? Join us for lunch and take a taste bud vacation. From Mediterranean wraps and gyros to comforting chicken sandwiches, we got your cravings covered. Join us at the Sunny Bites Cafe, where we help you get your day to a sunny start. And now, back to our story.
DOC. I wish you would tell us whose initials she was trying to reveal.
You're sure you don't know anyone whose name that will fit?
Positive, I can't.
Oh! Oh!
Yes, Miss Manning. Can you think of somebody with those initials?
Well, I... DOC spells Doc. And it's Mr. Brooks' nickname.
Why, it can't be.
Yes, Mr. Brooks.
I have been called Doc for over 2 years. It was a nickname I picked up in school. My wife didn't like that name. I never used it. No one in New York even knows me by Doc. You got to believe me, Inspector. It's the truth.
Well, that we'll see. Just a minute. Hello? Yes, Grady. Yes, I see. Well, it's sewed up anyway. Thanks. Well, you both will be happy to know that our little murder is solved.
Oh, then it wasn't Doc after all?
No, Miss Manning, it wasn't the Doc. I'm arresting you, Miss Manning, for the murder of Dorothy Brooks.
How dare you arrest me? I was still on the train.
Your train wasn't late, Miss Manning. That phone call just verified the fact. You came out here, murdered Miss Brooks, returned to the station, and called Mr. Brooks to pick you up. That wasn't what really gave you away, though, Miss Manning. Too bad you didn't know Mr. Brooks was no longer called Doc when you printed those letters on the carpet. The next time you leave a name as a clue to throw suspicion, you'd better get the name right. But of course, there won't be a next time, will there, Miss Manning?
Join us again next time for another chance to solve a 5-minute mystery.